Well, boys and girls, it's tremendous to see you all here in church this morning. Hands up, who has a pet animal at home? There's one hand, here's another, a few more. There's another one down the back. I wonder what pet animals do you have at home? Anybody got a dog at home? Oh, there's a hand. And do you look after it well? Yes. I wonder what other animals. Anybody got a cat? Oh, here's one over here's got a cat. And there's one way up at the very back. I wonder what other animals do you have? Let me see now. Anybody got a pet pig? No? No farmers here. What about a budgie? No? So we've all just got cats and dogs. Well, boys and girls, I have brought my pet animal with me this morning. And I wonder if anybody has got this pet animal at home. This one's great because you don't have to feed him. You don't have to take him for a walk or anything like that. It just sits me down to the ground. Of course, this is a parrot. Anybody got a parrot at home? I don't see any hands. None whatsoever. Well, boys and girls, I wonder if anybody can tell me what is special about a parrot. Yes? It can talk. Now, some of you this morning were saying you've got dogs and you've got cats. I wonder, can any of your pet animals do any sort of like special tricks or do anything different? Yours can. Oh, what can your... Is the dog you have? What can it do? Are you not so sure? You're not so sure. Well, boys and girls, my pet parrot can talk. Because whenever we'll have to get him plugged in. Would you hear this? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Lisburn?
Hello, Lisburn?
Isn't he great? He's a parrot. And boys and girls, very simply this morning, I want to say to you that really as I think of this parrot, there's a lesson for us all. Now, I trust this morning that you have put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm sure that you hear week by week from your Sunday school teachers, from your youth leaders, of how you need to be saved. But boys and girls this morning, what I want you to realize is that whenever you're saved, it's not to stop there. Because whenever you come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, you are to grow in the faith day by day. In fact, the Bible tells us that whenever we become a Christian, we're to be like somebody else. And that somebody else is the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible makes it absolutely clear that we are to live our lives like the way he lived his life on earth. And boys and girls, I think this morning of 1 John chapter 2 and verse 6, where it says these words, "He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk even as he walked." Now that verse is talking about Jesus Christ, and it says that if we say today that we belong to Jesus Christ, well, then we are to walk in the way that he walked whenever he lived on this earth. What that means, boys and girls, is that in our lives, we're to be living pure lives. We're to be living holy lives. We're not to be people who are running around committing sin. Now, we'll never be like the Lord Jesus Christ because he's the only one who's sinless. But boys and girls, the thing is, when people look at us, they're to see a reflection of Jesus Christ. This parrot here, he said what I said. And boys and girls, as others look at us, they're to see something of Jesus Christ in us. That means as you live your lives day by day, that you keep the commandments, that you obey the commandments, and that you be different from everybody else, even in your school classroom. Boys and girls, I want to ask you this morning, see this parrot, was it a good reflection of me? At times, if we were to let it run for a while, it would be a good reflection, but at other times it's not.
This is a good reflection, but at other times it's not.
It wasn't too bad. See, there's nothing happened. I didn't even turn him off. And boys and girls, I think there's an important lesson in that. I wonder how do we reflect the Lord Jesus Christ? I wonder, are we true imitators of Jesus Christ? I wonder, boys and girls, can people look at us and say, that person's a Christian? by the way that they do things, I know that that person is different. Wouldn't it be great, boys and girls, if others came to us and said, tell me this, are you a Christian? I've been watching your life and I see that there is something different in you. Tell me, are you a Christian? Boys and girls, you're to reflect the beauty of the Lord Jesus Christ. You can do that with the help of the Holy Spirit day by day. You can be a true example to the Lord Jesus Christ. And I pray and I trust that as you live in this world, that you be different from this world and that you be a true reflection of Jesus Christ. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 6 says, he that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. You take the Bible, you read it, you see how Jesus Christ lived, and you make sure you live your life in the same way Jesus.